Welcome to another installment of Turner Rejected Movies, where we watch and discuss the long history of films rejected by Hollywood. 1982, Steven Spielberg changed cinema forever with E.T., the lovable film about a young boy and his friendship with an alien. While the magic of E.T. could not be replicated, that did not stop numerous studios from copying its formula of child-alien friendships and, of course, rampant product placement. One such film was Blookie, a movie funded by various corporations and directed by Stu Rafifi. Once its investors saw the final product, they insisted the movie never see the light of day, and they ordered all copies destroyed. Fortunately, they didn't destroy them all. Here is Blookie.
Lights out, Katie. Time for bed.
No need to come in. I'm studying.
She's playing her game again.
Ugh, fine, I'll turn it off.
You've done nothing but play that game since we moved out here. Have you made any friends yet?
I'm trying, Dad, but it's so hard.
Well, I know you are going to find your best friend because you are a sweet young lady and you deserve it.
Anyone else hear that?
Well, that's my cue to leave. Sweet dreams, pumpkin. Lily, if that's your boyfriend again, I'm calling the cops.
Dear God, I've been so alone since we left Ohio. Just please, please send me a friend. I swear I'll never sin again.
It's the Russians! Everyone get in the Lockheed Martin brand nuclear fallout shelter! It's so sturdy and comes with rations at no extra charge!
What was that? I'd better go investigate. Oh my God, what is that? You're an alien. It's pointing at its mouth. Oh, you must be hungry. All I have are these generic store brand peanut butter and chocolate disc candies. Okay, I guess you don't like those. Oh, you want this? Oh, I see what it is. It's Ajax High Performance Powdered Bleach. It kills 99% of germs, has that fresh bleach smell, and sustains alien life. He loves it. I think I'll call you Blookie, because you like the Ajax that comes in the blue container in the cleanser aisle at your local grocery. Come on, Blookie, let's get some sleep. We'll have more adventures in the morning.
Hello? Who are you?
My name is not important.
I'll get my dad.
That won't be necessary. There was a crash here last night. We have reason to believe an extraterrestrial landed on your property. We also suspect that he is adorable and has limitless merchandising potential.
Don't know what you're talking about. Bye! Oh my God, what is that?
That is Blookie, and he's my friend.
Blookie, huh? Short, punchy, can sell a lot of Happy Meals. But I'm afraid he is government property.
No, that's my sister's friend, and you can't have him. Katie, get Blookie out the back door and bring our bikes to the front porch.
Our Huffy bikes?
Yes, the only bicycle that will save your children from government overreach.
Let's go, Blookie. He spotted us.
Bridge is out.
That's why we can't trust unionized labor. Do something, Blookie.
We're flying!
Thanks, Blookie.
Okay, that is enough of that. Blookie had a turbulent production with accident after accident, including a small child eating powdered bleach and several Huffy bicycles falling apart mid-take. Of course, the most infamous of all, and the reason its corporate sponsors never wanted this film to be seen, was the story of actor Sean Carrington, who played the father of Katie and Lily in the film. He found himself trapped in the commercial fallout shelter he was advertising in the film when the door malfunctioned. No one was able to pry him out for the following 37 years, a time he spent living on dehydrated rations and his own urine. Good night.